It's 11 trivia questions on the Starbucks menu, new and old, for Patreon subscriber Jen Wojnar. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. It comes out every single day, and there are 700 episodes to go back and check out. So if you're brand new to the show and you love answering trivia questions, go back and check out the 300 available episodes at any time on the Apple Podcast app and on different apps like the Libsyn app or Podcatcher, Podbean, etc. I think it goes further back than the 300. Could be mistaken. I need to look into it. But if you're looking for more episodes, older episodes, longer episodes, we used to do really long weekly episodes that were like an hour, hour and a half with a lot of discussion and just a little trivia. If you like that kind of thing and you're looking to kill time on a road trip, just go back and check out the feed. And if there's any topic that you definitely want to listen to, you can always search it on Google and it might come up. For example, if you want to see if I've done trivia on The Handmaid's Tale, you could search Trivia with Buds, Handmaid's Tale, and see what comes up. I don't think I've done it, although maybe we have, because my wife's really into it. I might have had her on for an episode about that show slash book series, but I'm looking at that book sitting on her pillow right now next to my desk where I record the shows. It's Margaret Atwood, The Testaments, the sequel to the series, I guess, or the next book in the series for Handmaid's Tale. Anyway, she loves it. I got it for her from the library, and she is digging it. So if you want to find something like that, go back, give it a search, and you might be surprised with what you find. If you're looking for video, you can find me on YouTube, Trivia with Buds on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and you'll see new videos every single day. Now, they are not the type of video where stuff is moving. It's just a still frame of the podcast artwork, the logo for the show, and then the audio that you're listening to right now. But sometimes I post videos of me on location at places, unboxing videos, little pop culture things. So I'm going to start doing more of that in 2020. And I've mentioned it on the last few episodes. This Monday, I'm starting a new schedule where I record 7 video episodes every Monday and post them throughout the week. So I'll do all my recording for the show on Mondays. So if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to be on the show in person on video and you live in Southern California, hit me up and we can arrange it. I'm always looking for variety, looking for unique topics, looking for unique guests, either near or far. And if you live really far, like over in Australia or Brazil or the UK, we can do something on Skype, which is the wonder of the internet. Today we have 11 questions for you on the Starbucks menu, as picked by Patreon subscriber Jen Wojnar. She gets to pick a topic every single month for $5 or more. I think she's actually at a higher donation tier than that. But for the $5 or more tier, you get to pick a topic that I will record at some point throughout the month. And I just set up the new spreadsheet for 2020. So this is one of Jen's topics from 2019, but already looking at 2020, we have about 4 or 5 people who started to fill stuff in. So here's a little preview. Greg Hines wants rare or strange infectious diseases. Ooh, that's very specific, Greg. We can get to that at some point. Jen Wojnar wants non-Marvel movies with more than 2 Avengers. Non-Marvel movies with more than 2 Avengers. What would that be? So for example, something with like, I can't think of anything. Something with like Captain America and Scarlett Johansson, but it's not a Marvel movie. I'm guessing that's what she means. And then Mo Martinez wants 90s wrestling theme entrances. That could be a fun one. Maybe I would do lyrics to wrestling theme songs so we don't have to play the song. I don't like to play the song just because when I post it to certain places like Facebook, it's like, you're using music that's not yours. So I try to avoid playing music on the show as much as possible. But maybe we can make an exception for some 90s wrestling theme songs. And Wreck My Podcast, my friend Jordan Zeilinger, says Will Smith movies. So those are some great topics for January, and I will get recording on those in just a few. In the next few days, I got the schedule all lined up. Today, we've got Starbucks menu. Tomorrow we have NES sports games, the original Nintendo. On Saturday we have Tron for Jordan from Wreck My Podcast. And on Sunday we have Home Alone trivia, a little after Christmas time, but it's still gonna be fun. All right, guys, we're gonna jump into 11 questions on the Starbucks menu. Let's see how well you know these drinks and items you can order. Here we go. All right, everybody, get those Ventis, get those Trentas, get them all ready for your consumption, because I have a bunch of trivia for you. On the Starbucks menu, picked by Jen Wojnar, here's question number one. What was the special ingredient once found in a now discontinued Starbucks New Orleans blend? Was that cinnamon, chicory, sage, or crystallized honey? Question number one, what was the special ingredient once found in now discontinued Starbucks New Orleans blend? Cinnamon, chicory, sage, or crystallized honey? Question number two, fall blend and Thanksgiving blend are the same thing. Is that true or false? Question three is also a true-false question. Holiday blend and Christmas blend are the same thing. Is that true or false? Question number four, how many Starbucks stores were there when Howard Schultz was hired into the company in September of 1982? Was it 15 stores, 5 stores, 2 stores, or 29 stores? How many stores back in 82? 15, 5, 2, or 29? Question number five, what was Chantico? Was that a whole bean coffee blend discontinued in 1997? Was it a gourmet drinking chocolate once offered in Starbucks stores? Was it a store design featuring shipping container Starbucks stores? Or was it the flavor of a Starbucks ice cream long since discontinued? That's question five, and that's Chantico. Question number six, if someone walked into a Starbucks today and tried to order the beverage Tiazzi, what would they be asking for? Is that a shot of espresso with almond syrup drizzled over it? Is it another name for a shaken passion tea lemonade? Is it a blended juiced tea in either wild berry or mango citrus flavors? Or is it a hot mocha with caramel drizzle walls inside the cup? Question number seven, what was the name of the first bottled Starbucks beverage to be sold inside grocery stores? Was that A, Mazagran, B, decaf iced mocha, C, bottled vanilla frappuccino, or D, bottled cold brew coffee? Question number eight, if you walked into a Starbucks in 1990, what would be the only three syrups offered in stores? Would that be vanilla, hazelnut, and cinnamon, raspberry, vanilla, and orange, vanilla, toffee nut, and pecan, or almond, vanilla, and hazelnut, A, B, C, or D? Question number nine, what is the name of the size of hot drink cup that still exists but is not listed on the menu boards? Is that tiny, solo, pinch, or short? What is the name of that hot drink cup that still exists but is not on the menu? Tiny, solo, pinch, or short? Question number 10, name some coffees which include aged Sumatra as a component. Would that be Thanksgiving Blend and Verona, Yukon Blend, Spring Blend, and Breakfast Blend, Anniversary Blend, Christmas Blend, and Reserve Christmas Blend, or Italian Roast and French Roast? And question number 11, which famous person did Starbucks partner with to open ultimately a total of 105 Starbucks stores with a 50-50 shared ownership? Was that Tom Douglas, Magic Johnson, Kenny G, or Russell Wilson? Those are all 11 questions for today's Starbucks menu quiz, courtesy of Jen Wojnar. We'll be right back in just a second with the tasty, tasty answers. We are back with the answers to Starbucks menu's trivia. Let's see what you got right and wrong. Number one, what was the special ingredient once found in a now discontinued Starbucks New Orleans blend? It was B, chicory. Chicory. Question number two, fall blend and Thanksgiving blend are the same thing, true or false? That is false. They are different. Question number three, holiday blend and Christmas blend are the same thing. That is also false. They are different things. Question number four, how many Starbucks stores were there when Howard Schultz was hired into the company in September of 1982? It was B, 5 stores, only 5. They got to be up into the, what, tens of thousands now. Number five, what was Chantico? It was a gourmet drinking chocolate once offered in Starbucks stores. I think I remember that. I remember the name and going, what is that fancy thing? It's probably something weird. Number six, we had, if someone walked into a Starbucks and ordered a Tiazzi, what would they be asking for? It was the C choice. And that C choice was a blended juiced tea in either wild berry or mango citrus flavors. Question number seven, what was the name of the first bottled Starbucks beverage to be sold inside grocery stores? That was A, Mazagran. Mazagran. Number eight, if you walked into a Starbucks in 1990, what would be the only three syrups offered? It was the final choice D, almond, vanilla, and hazelnut. Number nine, what was the name of the size of the hot cup drink that still exists but is not listed on the menu boards? That would be D, short. Short. And number 10, name some coffees which include aged Sumatra as a component. If you were thinking Christmas time, you'd be right because it was C, Anniversary Blend, Christmas Blend, and Reserve Christmas Blend. And your final question, number 11, which famous person did Starbucks partner with to open 105 Starbucks stores with a 50-50 shared ownership? That was the juice, Magic Johnson. Number five, Magic Johnson. All right, there you go. That is the quiz for today. You nailed it. You had fun. You learned some stuff. I hope it was awesome. We have one more question for you in the form of the question of the day. We do this every single day at the end of the episode. And our question of the day is brought to you by our friends at Funky Monkey Designs. If you need something designed, printed, embroidered, go check them out. They specialize in varsity jackets if you have kids in high school. And they can be found in San Dimas, California, and on the website fmdesignsinc.com. Get Funky Monkey Designs on Instagram if you want to follow them and see all their cool projects and local community efforts they are making on social media. Question of the day is, who first replaced Jay Leno as the new host of The Tonight Show in 2009? Tweet me your answers at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Cape Canaveral, and your trivia team name of today is Doberman Pinch Yourself, which I think is a Eminem lyric from the song Rap God. Funky Monkey Designs, fmdesignsinc.com, and check out my friend Randy Tatum's new horror-themed strategy game Bloody Mess right here at the link in the show notes. It's facebook.com/bloodymess the game. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, especially if they love trivia. And thank you for the 5-star iTunes reviews. Leave one, email me, and let me know you did it, and I'll send you cool stuff in the mail. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.